Rocking at the Reno Club, a basic kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Big Shane. Parker Pressure Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Tommy Ruskin are on the bandstand, along with the lovely Deborah Dixon and yours truly, David Bassett. This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz trumpet great Dizzy Gillespie with our own special guest, Herman Mahare. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald and Pete Wicked Weber.
Oh, baby is right.
What's up, Wicked?
And exactly. And here we go with another fantastic hour of jazz, blues, and comedy, and we'd like to welcome you in. As always, we've got a special hour ahead of us.
Special
Pearl.
Hour. We've got...
We have the best job in the business.
In the land. And you
in
know what's
land.
Very cool about our guest tonight?
What's that?
Mr. Herman, is that he was our first cutting contestant on our first show.
Oh, we have come
yes.
so far.
Yes.
And we'd be lucky to keep up with him.
Yes.
You know, it's usually in this point in the evening I ask you, what did you learn this week, Pearl?
Well, I will tell you, Pete, I have learned something. I don't know if you've seen KFC's new Go Cups.
Oh.
It's fried chicken and potato wedges in a cup that you can eat while driving.
Oh.
Yes, they also come with a wet wipe for cleaning your greasy fingerprints off your car's airbag.
You know, speaking of airbags, Russian President Vladimir Putin was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah?
Really?
But he didn't get it. Mm. You know, Putin says he would have won if there was a swimsuit competition.
Well,
that's terrible.
Speaking of clothed peacemakers, Pope Francis said the Catholic Church is too Vatican-centric and he wants to have more worldly vision. Wasn't that the slogan of the Crusades?
Oh, man, that's a while back. Let's get this show on the road. Here's Nedra Dixon with a Horace Silver tune. Dizzy Gillespie recorded at the 1957 Newport Jazz Festival. Here's Doodlin'.
Using the phone booth, making a few calls, doodling weird things, using the booth walls. I got me a big date, I'm waiting for my cat. He's putting his light on so he can look deaf. I enjoy procrastinating, 'cause I'm busy while I'm waiting, doodling away. Sitting and dining, dinner beginning, started designing, using the linen. Just talking to my date and doodling my bit. The waiter got salty, he told me to please quit. Told the waiter, don't be dizzy, can't you see I'm very busy doodling away. Do you doodle all day, said the waiter in his way. Do you doodle all night, told the waiter he was right. In your doodling way, that's the way I wanna stay. Things right, doodling sheds a lot of light. I don't know what to do, ain't nothing you can do when I'm doodling you. Doodling's all I wanna do, that's for true. Why does every single thing I see look exactly like a doodle to me? If I ever had a doubt what life is all about, I get my pencil out and then commence to doodling. And I find it so relaxing, especially when I feel my life is really taxing. 'Cause weird designs, they only know what's going on in weirder minds. 'Cause when you doodle, then your noodle's flying blind. Every little thing that you write just conceivably might be a thought that you captured while copying a wink. Doodling takes you beyond what you think. Then you draw what you think. I'd be so lost without my doodling. It really helps to ease my mind. I'd be tempest-tossed without my doodling. When I'm doodling, that's one thing I find. I really, 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 truly want to figure out what my doodling's all about. The waiter had me arrested, took me to Bellevue, where I was tested. I got me a doctor probing my noodle. Before he was half done, I taught him to doodle. Showed him hidden thoughts that linger, find an outlet through your finger, doodling away. The doctor was real nice, he told me to be cool. Looked at the waiter, called him a big fool. He looked at my baby and told him to feel free. Taught him to doodle so he could bug me. When he put his arms around me, much to his surprise, he found me doodling away. We just doodle all day.
Miss Medra Dixon.
Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz giant John Burke's Dizzy Gillespie. Born in North Carolina, Gillespie started playing the piano at age of 4 and taught himself trombone and trumpet by the time he was 12. Inspired to play jazz by his boyhood idol, Roy Eldridge, Dizzy got his start with the Frank Fairfax Orchestra in 1935. Later, he joined Edgar Hayes and Teddy Hill and made his first recording, King Porter Stomp.
In 1939, Dizzy joined Cab Calloway's orchestra, where he met a young alto sax player named Charlie Parker while Cab's band was passing through Kansas City. 2 years later, Gillespie took his horn to Billy Eckstine's band, where Dizzy's unusual harmonies found a better setting.
Dizzy left Eckstine in 1945 to form a small combo with Parker that jammed at Minton's Playhouse in Harlem, where the first seeds of bebop were planted. Parker had a unique musical system, adding chords to existing chord progressions and implying additional chords within the improvised lines. This technique made Gillespie compositions like Groove and High, Woody and You, and Salt Peanuts sound radically different from the swing music popular at the time.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of Dizzy Gillespie's greatest hits. To get that done, we're going to need a great trumpet player, and that would be our special guest and friend, Herman Mahari.
Welcome back to the show, Herman.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it is, you know, and having you come full circle and bringing you in, we're talking about Dizzy Gillespie. Where does he rank in your influence list?
Dizzy was the second trumpet player I started listening to back in seventh grade when I was getting into jazz, the first being Miles Davis, and shortly after that I got into Dizzy Gillespie as well.
Yeah, and Dizzy was trying to study Roy Eldridge's solos and try to do something with them, and at some point he departed and he took it somewhere on his own accord. How would you describe what Dizzy did?
Well, Dizzy was an innovator in terms of the trumpet, in addition to improvising, so he kind of pushed the bounds of the kind of the technique needed to play the trumpet, and what he did was take what Roy did and he was doing more harmonic and melodic things, more deeper things with the harmony melodies.
It's cool to have you here, man, because you in a lot of ways remind me of Dizzy. Band leader, as a player, you know, I see you doing things that are very reminiscent. He shaped a part of the landscape. What do you hope to do in the world of jazz? What impression do you want to leave?
Well, you know, all Dizzy did was, you know, he had a voice, and it was a voice that was happened to be something that kind of pushed improvisation and jazz music in general. And you know, I'm working on my voice, you know, hoping that it can be something to someone else as well, you know.
Yeah, you know, 80 years from now, there's going to be a really old Pete Weber on the radio saying to some other young player, and what did Herman Mahari do for you? and right. In what ways do you want to be in? Let's get you playing some music. Sure. Hey, Joe, what tune are we going to start with?
Oh, this is a great tune that's going to feature Herman and our guest, Tommy Ruskin, as well as Tyrone Clark. This is the Dizzy Gillespie original Bebop.
Thank you.
Herman Mahari, everybody. And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy, all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from John B. in an undisclosed bar in Washington. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, sorry for the wet napkin this note is written on, but I just can't stop crying. Ever since the government shut down, I've gone from looking like orange juice to pulp. Ted Cruz called me the Grinch who didn't steal enough. And Obama gets to be Romeo, and I'm just an orange Juliet. My constituents even want to gerrymander me to another state. Dr. Pearl, can you help me squeeze back into power?"
John B., let's see what I can do for you. They once called you handsome, now no one thinks you're cute. You managed to turn the orange into our most unpopular fruit. The Tea Party dubbed you a useless resident. Now do what Republican losers do. Run for president.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Oh, stop being such a heel.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You really need to change your spiel.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And get back your orange appeal. But please stop asking me to squeeze you.
Ooh-wee.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right, the next letter's from Eric C. in another undisclosed bar in Washington, huh? He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I did all of Boehner's dirty work, and all I got was a lousy T-shirt that said, 'Orange, you happy now?' The Tea Party says it loves me, but every time I turn around, there's Michelle Bachmann with a knife in her hand. Newt Gingrich, well, he whispers coo so often that it reminds me of a pigeon. You know, forget House Speaker. I don't even get mentioned for a job at Fox News. What am I going to do, Dr. Pearl?"
Okay. My first question is, how do you guys afford all these drinks at bars? Oh, yeah, that's right. You still collected your money. Well, sober up. I've got information for you. You're still in power. It could be another Boehner shoes, another GOP new Einstein, a thinking man Ted Cruz. But Eric, change your focus or your career will surely crater. Virginia is for lovers, man, not Obama haters.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
I'll be granting a wish granter.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
If you change that same banter.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Put some can in canter. Or you'll be the dumb and dumber.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone. Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And if you're having a good time like we are, don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
For decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in sessions they called cutting contests.
We're keeping that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody actually gets cut. It is just a way to hear some great players take the music a little further. Please welcome our cutting contestant, Nate Nall.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks.
It's good to have you back, Nate. Now, you are a junior at UMKC, is that correct?
Yes.
And I have to ask, when was the first time you heard Dizzy Gillespie?
Well, it was a while back when I first started playing the horn. Dizzy, he's like the father of jazz trumpet. So I listened to Dizzy and Bird at Carnegie Hall for like a week straight, and that made me dizzy for sure.
Okay. And just real quick, I know you have this group. It's called Mosaic.
Yeah. I recently started a group with John Brewer and Brandon Draper called Mosaic Jazz. And we do hymns and folk songs arranged in a jazz context.
Okay, I know you have a CD coming out in 2014.
Yeah, we have a CD. We just mixed it not too long ago, and it'll be coming out in springish.
Please look forward. We're looking forward to that.
I just want to plug my website, natenall.com. Check it out.
That's where you can pick it up. Okay, Joe. I think Nate's ready to do a little cutting here. What do we have for him in Herman?
This is a great Dizzy Gillespie original entitled Burke's Works.
Sherman Mahari, Nate Nall. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the Republican Party had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
No Redskins say Native Americans. They complain in one loud voice. If the NFL renamed the Redskins, Apaches and Comanches would rejoice. When asked for an alternative, they were thinking honkies would be their choice.
The government shutdown's over, and all those clerks returned to clerking.
Clerking?
Congress got the message, and now the country's back to working. You know, I know Harry Reid is happy, 'cause somebody saw him twerking.
Oh! Miley Cyrus could be a porn star, a real-life top banana. The title of her first film is Hannah Does Montana.
I've never lacked bear markets. Just give me one that moves. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Oh, that, I don't want to see that. I feel bad for that guy. All right, here's Herman Mahari and the band with another Gillespie original, Woody and You.
Thank you.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, it's time to listen up and check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what you got there?
Well, a couple of cool things, Pete. One, this one called Quartet San Francisco. That's the band. Pacific Premieres. Premieres of Gordon Goodwin, Vince Mendoza, Patrick Williams, and Jeremy Cohen's writing for played by Quartet San Francisco, a string quartet. Some swinging stuff from out west. And then back east, from Queens, Dr. Lonnie Smith with an octet this time, and this one called In the Beginning. He went back and recorded all the stuff from the 60s that he used to play when he was with George Benson. They call it something that will stimulate his phantasmagoric flights of fancy.
He's one of my favorites.
Dr. Lonnie's the cat.
Absolutely. You know, one time I was at a party and I heard this cool jazz band and they were playing all these good tunes, and then all of a sudden they started playing Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
It was Herman Mahari and his band Diverse.
Really?
Yeah. You know, that guy's pretty diverse.
He's pretty diverse.
He is.
Yeah.
You know, we're celebrating birthdays, and of course, Dizzy Gillespie is the main that we're focusing on this week. But how about these other great sax players? We're talking about Eddie Harris, Jerry Bergonzi, Don Byas, Warren Marsh, and Charlie Barnett. And speaking of reed men, happy birthday to Jimmy Little Bird Heath. That's the brother of bassist Percy. And of course, to learn more about all these cats, go to our website, 12thstreetjump.com, where you can get more information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and you can check out our very own YouTube channel, where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. You know, this is just some of what's happening this week in jazz.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You ready?
I'm always ready.
You live like jazz. You got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild jazz.
Baby. Oh, baby. Don't go anywhere. Because it's only going to be another 60 seconds. We're going to be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out the Jimmy Cavallo Quartet at Blue Jean Blues right there in Miami. And right here in Kansas City, our special guest Herman Mahari plays the Majestic. And our own Joe, David, and Mike, along with Curtis Lundy, play at the Blue Room. And Maggie Scott, well, she'll be bringing her vocal stylings to Schuller's in Boston.
Gooch and the Vegas Big Band play at Anthony's in Omaha. And the Russell Gunn Quartet takes over the Jazz Cafe in Detroit.
The Arizona Jazz Festival offers up 3 great days and nights of music to our friends in Phoenix, and Rob Carter plays the Amarillo Club in Amarillo, Texas. So wherever you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here here's Herman with an Afro-Cuban influenced Gillespie original, Con Alma, with soul.
Now, you may dig his music, but just how well do you know Dizzy Gillespie? It's time to test your jazz knowledge with a little game we call...
So what's the question?
what's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
It's a What's Your Question, the show that puts the answer first and the question last, just like a North Korean lie detector test. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers but none of the questions, Bobo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? Pearl, let's meet this week's contestant.
Our contestant is someone who should know everything there is to know about Dizzy Gillespie and his music. Please welcome this week's special guest, Herman Mahari.
Hi, Hobo.
That's Bobo. Pearl, why don't you tell Herman and our listeners this week's So What's Your Question categories?
Glad to, Yo-Yo. The categories are Graduation Day at Groovin' High, Chili Con Alma, and It Takes a Match to Ignite in Tunisia.
I'll try Graduation Day for 25, Mojo.
That's Bobo, buddy. The answer is The Gifted Ones. So what's your question?
That's easy. What 1977 album on the Pablo label did Dizzy record with Count Basie?
Ooh, I'm sorry. The answer is The Gifted Ones. The question is, what do you never see in the same headline as the words Tea Party? Okay, Herman, pick another category.
How about Chili Con Alma for 50? Oh, no.
Okay. The answer is, And Then She Stopped. So, what's your question?
That's another easy one. What song did Dizzy perform with James Moody and Kenny Barron in 1966?
Good try, but wrong again. The answer is, And Then She Stopped. The question is, what's the best commentary about a Sarah Palin press conference? Okay, Herman, try another category.
Oh, all right. How about It Takes a Match for 100, ho-ho?
That's Bobo, bro. The answer is On the Sunny Side of the Street. So, what's your question?
No problem. What 1930 jazz standard by Jimmy McHugh did Dizzy Gillespie record with?
No. That was this close, but still wrong. The answer is On the Sunny Side of the Street. The question we were looking for is, where does John Boehner walk when they shut down the congressional tanning booth? And you know what that sound means, don't you? It's daily double time. All right, Herman, you've got 10 seconds to complete the names of these rejected Fox News reality shows. Ready?
Ready.
All right. 2.5...
Non-essential government workers.
Correct. It's Always Sunny.
But not because of global warming.
Correct. Law and Order.
Special Exemptions Units.
Correct. Hawaii 5.
Obama fake birth certificates.
Judges. I'm sorry, Herman. Keep playing that trumpet. And that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us.
So what's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
All right, let's bring back Nate Null to join Herman Mahari and the band to play one more Dizzy tune. This one's Blue and Boogie.
Thank you.
School days, school days, your golden rule days. Reading and writing and arithmetic, up to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my calico bundle of joy. I was your bashful barefoot boy. Humpty, Humpty Dumpty, sitting on the wall. Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a fall. All the king's horses, all the king men, cut my butt Humpty back again. Jackie, Jackie Horner, sitting in the corner. Jackie Horner in the corner, eating his Christmas pie. Stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum, said, what a great guy am I. Mary, where Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, no lamb, no go. Go in and out the window, go in and out the window. Go in and out the window, in and out the window. Go in and out the window, hurry back to school.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Dizzy Gillespie, give it up for our special guest, Herman Bahari.
Yeah.
And how about a hand for our cutting contestant, Nate Knoll?
And how about the 12th Street Jump Band? We'll have Mike Warren back next time. But how about Tommy Ruskin on those drums? Tyrone Clark on bass, musical director Joe Cartwright, and as always, our vocalist David Bassey, Nedra Dixon.
Woo! We had help from audio engineers Chad Mice and Paul Malinowski. Our director, Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Fader League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete. All big letters and all together. And why don't you go to our website to check out the further information.
Join us next week as we celebrate the birthday of jazz saxophonist Zoot Sims with our special guest, Forrest Washington. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!